All Saints giving back gifts. We hand over to them.
Just introduce you to our fantastic young people. This is the group that runs from year six onwards, and they've done a really good job of thinking about the themes of today and then practicing and preparing. So do give them your full attention, won't you? Alana.
Doors are important, aren't they? Every day we walk through all sorts of doors, and they give us access to different people, experiences, and opportunities. Ooh.
Can anyone tell me whose house this is the front door to? Hello? That's right, it's the front door to Buckingham Palace, where the Queen and Prince Philip live. Imagine if you arrived at the front door and after you rang the bell, it was open to you. You would have access to one of the UK's largest and most well-known monuments. How would you feel if you could walk right in?
Good. Good.
Not bothered.
I'd be glad that if the Queen invited me in.
I'd feel a bit scruffy.
Can anyone tell me whose this is the front door to?
Ready? You're right. You definitely haven't read the script.
Yeah, that's right. It's the front door of Legoland in Windsor. Imagine if you arrived at the front door and as you arrived, it was open to you. You have access to having a really fun day out in an amazing theme park. Ben Marshall's heaven, basically, so, yeah.
Our Bible verse for today is John chapter 10, verse 9. Jesus said, "I am the door. The person who enters through me will be saved." Let's say that all together now. All together now.
Jesus said, "I am the door. The person who enters through me will be saved."
John chapter 10, verse 9.
I wonder what Jesus meant when he said that he was the door. It's an odd thing to say about yourself, isn't it?
When Jesus said that he was the door, or the gate, which is another way of translating the original word, he was in the middle of talking to people about sheep and their shepherds. In Jesus' day, if they were out in the countryside in good weather, the shepherd would keep his sheep in a small sheepfold at night. The sheepfold would have been made of piles of rocks. It was unroofed and circular.
I can't see a door or gate on this sheepfold. That's a great way for getting the sheep inside easily. But how did the shepherd make sure that the sheep were kept inside and safe from robbers and wild animals all night?
Once the shepherd had got his sheep safely into the sheepfold, he would lie across the opening, becoming like a door himself. By doing this, the shepherd would keep his sheep safe from thieves, robbers, and wild animals. He literally became the door for the sheep.
That can't have been made for a comfy night's sleep. The shepherds must have really cared about their sheep to do that at night.
Listen to what Jesus says in John chapter 10, verse 7 to 10. "I tell you the truth, I am the door for the sheep. All those who came before me were thieves and robbers. The sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. The person who enters through me will be saved. They will be able to come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes to steal and kill and destroy, but I came to give life, life in all its fullness."
Jesus came to give us access to God's kingdom. He did this by living a perfect life, dying on a cross to pay for our sins, and then rising from the dead 3 days later. Through Jesus, there is now an open door into God's kingdom for us.
So Jesus is like our door to God's kingdom. That's more than eternity in heaven. That's also life to the full now.
A shepherd not only was the door to keep the sheep safe, he was also the door through which the sheep would go to find pasture, the good grass they really needed.
We've thought about what that good grass that we all really need is and created some pictures to show what this means to us.
The first piece of good grass is first piece of good grass to feed on is the truth that I am loved by God. He is good. Let's say that together now.
I am loved by God. He is good.
The Bible tells us over and over that God loves us, each and one of us, and that God is good. It was All Saints Day on Thursday, when we remember all the saints who have gone before us. Many of those saints have suffered and experienced risk and hardship, but they could also say, I am loved by God, who is good. Many of us here today believe and know that God loves us, and that even when life has been really hard, God has been good. How about talking about that with someone over drinks after the service? Let's share our stories together. In Psalm 136, verse 1, it says, Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. How could knowing that God is good and faithfully loves you be good news for you today?
The second piece of good grass to feed on is the truth that I belong to God's family. Let's say that together now.
I belong to God's family.
When we choose to turn away from living life for ourselves and follow Jesus, we become children of God and are welcomed into God's family, where we all belong. All are welcome into God's family, whoever you are and whatever you do or don't do, you belong. How could knowing that you belong in God's family be good news for you today?
Let's read John chapter 10, verse 9 together once more. Jesus said, I am the door. The person who enters through me will be saved. John chapter 10, verse 9.
Many thanks to Ellie and to all the Activate Young People for that and for that great, clear message to us all. And the Christian belief then that there's this fullness of life just in Christ and living out our faith and really wanting to grow in our faith as these young people have clearly exhibited today that they want to do that. And so it's just simple that. And I want to make that prayer for Leo that he will want to grow up to know Christ through his life and want to be a servant too. He will be a saint. That's all it means. Is you love God, you know you're loved by God, you want to serve him. So we're going to sing of this again, How Deep the Father's Love for Us. Again, the words will be on the screen. If you're not sure, you're not familiar with the hymn, do not worry, just join in as you can. It's very, very easy to pick up. We stand to sing.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain our searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which now the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Sin shall on his shoulders, ashamed I hear my mocking voice, call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there, until it was accomplished. His dying breath life. I know that it is finished.
do please be seated. So I'm going to ask Catherine and Kevin to come out with Leo, with godparents and supporting friends. And if you'd like to come and